Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Single setback, Stevenson, he gets the carry, and he fumbles the ball! And the Steelers have it! Circling is Darius Slay. The ball is just inside the three. May will fire it. It's picked off! Intercepted by Echols. The runner, and Stevenson stumbles in! Peyton Wilson comes out of the pack with it. And Pittsburgh has got it.
Ball's out.
Gibson. And that ball's free. Steelers have it.
Oh, my goodness.
May waiting. In trouble. May. Oh, he loses the ball. The fumbles continue.
Play. They might be using one of those that they practice all the time.
Rushes on. May throws. Catch. Adjustment. Douglas. The second effort. He didn't get there. Pittsburgh comes into Foxborough and walks out with a 21-14 win over the Pats.
Time now for the Christian Arcan Show.
Yo, it's Arcan
on WEEI.
Good evening, welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios. We are powered by Verizon, and we're Boston Sports Original, and we're here for 1 hour, Joe Braverman. What's up, Joe?
Power hour, or as we like to call it in the show prep, the hour of rage.
That's right. Be a lot of it's a mixture of rage, a little sadness, a little morose tonight, not going to lie. Although I do think people are going a little bit overboard with this Patriots thing. And I do want to start there, as you just heard, a breakdown, a nice reminder of all the fumbles, all the fumbles. Each fumble was special in its own way. They're like snowflakes, you know, like they're all very unique. Ramondre Stevenson, that's not unique for him, unfortunately, anymore. That is something that Ramondre Stevenson just does. That's just who he is. That's his identity now. It's a shame, because I thought that we were going to see a redemption season for Stevenson. I really thought that. I thought that that was going to happen, and I thought that was going to be a big factor in this team maybe not turning things around in the sense of being a playoff team, but in terms of being respectable and putting an offense together with Josh McDaniels that everyone can be okay with, if not, you know, 10 wins. At the very least, it would be something that you could watch on weekends and not be disgusted by like the last two seasons. And I think that with Stevenson now, it's become such a problem that there's only a couple of real options you can go with, and I don't think any of them end with him being the regular back for the rest of the season. I'm not sure that is a job that Antonio Gibson is ready for, and I'm not sure that that's a job Travion Henderson's ready for. I was not impressed by him in that game yesterday. I mean, you know, definitely wasn't impressed by the other ones. I wasn't impressed by Stevenson or Gibson either in the fumbles that they had. But when Henderson went out there and he was the feature back, I was expecting to see a little bit of pop from him, something, and you didn't see anything. And he's a rookie, and I understand. When you're a rookie running back and you're not exactly at Ohio State, he wasn't the feature guy. They went and they brought in Judkins. Like, they knew that this wasn't necessarily going to be what he was all about. And he was going to be part of a rotation of backs, and that these other two guys were going to be the main guys, at least to start the year, and then he'd work his way in. Now, after 3 weeks, you suddenly have a crisis in the running back room. because you have a guy you just can't put out there anymore, at least not anytime soon. And this was supposed to be a Patriots team that ran the ball well and was able to put the mistakes of the past behind them and have a real sophisticated run game with Josh McDaniels and, you know, this new offensive line and offensive line systems that they have going on there, too. Like, all of that was supposed to play into this. And instead, it's all being upended by the fact that Ramondre Stevenson, it wasn't just a fluke last year. That's it. That's what's going on. I remember Stephen Ridley having a fumble problem, and it was nothing like this. This is way worse. This might be as bad as I can remember of a good running back, and I do consider him to be a good running back. I don't think Ramondre Stevenson stinks. He definitely, in that game against Miami, he was a major factor in that game. He's a big reason why you won that game, and the Patriots never win in Miami. So I'm not going to take that away. I'm not going to say that none of that matters or that whatever Stevenson's contributions are don't count. They do. But you also can't have a liability getting that many touches. You just can't. And I'm not sure you can just suddenly start turning it over. When Mike Vrabel said, we need him, when Mike Vrabel said, we need Ramondre Stevenson, and do we have that? He said that this morning. I mean, or maybe, no, he said that postgame. But this is a true statement. They need him. If you want to go dumpster diving on the other team's practice squads and try and bring in someone who's not going to fumble, you can do that. But this offense is not geared around a running back who was just plucked off a practice squad. This is geared around someone who has the running ability of Ramondre Stevenson when he's not fumbling. Listen to Vrabel. This is
two fumbles.
Yeah, it's like you sit there and we're so excited about him, and everybody's excited about him. The fans are, and we know what his capabilities are. And you know, we got to get him back. We need him. We absolutely need him. You see what he was able to do for us last week, his ability to make some plays, and you know, again, we'll just have to look at the technique. We'll have to look at the ball security. But we're going to need him. And we need his ability, but we also need to take care of the football. So it's a long answer to tell you that I'm not really sure 20 minutes after the game what we're going to do. But we need him because he helped us win the game last week. And it was a different story today.
20 minutes after the game, I'm sure he didn't know. I'm sure he still doesn't know right now. I'm sure by the time they get to that Carolina game, they're not 100% going to be sure exactly how they're going to do this. But I don't think that he is going to play very much against Carolina. I don't see how you can. I think they're going to practice and have Travion Henderson be the feature back. They're going to try that out. I think it's probably not going to go great because I'm not sure that that's a role for him yet. I think he's someone who needs to be eased into this offense. This is not, you know, just hand the ball to Travion Henderson and let him go crazy. Like, he hasn't really shown any of that yet. He had one tremendous kick return in the preseason and a couple of good preseason games, actually. He was good. He had some touchdowns, and he deserves credit for that. I mean, that was, you know, that was NFL competition, but that was preseason. And so far in the regular season, he doesn't look like that same guy anymore. The holes are closing a little bit faster. He doesn't take a lot to bring him down. And I don't want to spend this whole time talking about the running game, but I do think that that is why you lost. You lost because the running game was just so dysfunctional and so sloppy and horrible that, you know, you wind up looking back at a game like this at some point in the season and not just thinking about, well, this maybe knocked us out of a playoff spot or something like that, but it deprived everybody of a chance to celebrate back-to-back wins for the first time in Drake May's career. That would have been a nice thing.
And keep in mind that the Steelers' rush defense going into that game was near the bottom of the league, so not being able to pounce on it is really a killer, too.
It's a good point. And T.J. Watt hadn't made a sack since last year, and he's out there getting whatever he wanted to, so we can get into that as well. But I also want to spend some time talking about Drake May because I thought that his game was an interesting one that's been dissected all sorts of different ways, and I thought that his answers today with Andy and Fitzy were interesting, and I thought what he had to say after the game was also interesting. But first, I want to just comment on a couple of things. Number one, Drake May right now is fifth in the NFL in yards, in passing yards. It goes Herbert, Geno, Indiana Jones, Dak Prescott, Drake May fifth, 785 yards. He has five touchdowns, which is only trailing a couple of guys, Herbert, Jackson, Mayfield, Goff, Williams, and Rodgers, and there's a lot of other people tied with five. And he only has two interceptions so far, which is fewer than Young, McCarthy, Stroud, Nix, Prescott, Wilson, Rodgers, Lawrence, Tua, Geno, Flacco, and Browning. Browning has five. by the way. That's in two games.
In what, six quarters?
Yeah, it's not been going great. That was a tough one for the Bengals yesterday. But enough about them. The point I'm trying to make here is that this season can be about one thing or another. And if you're the type of person where this season was supposed to be about a massive, huge shift and turnaround and a team that was going to go from four wins for the past two seasons to storming the playoffs and shocking everybody like the Texans did in Stroud's rookie year, which, by the way, how's that going? You know, like if that's what you were hoping for, if that's what you expected, like realistically expected from this team, then I think you're going to be angry all year. I think you're just going to be yelling and screaming and flipping over things and screaming about the coaches and blaming Josh McDaniels like Schein was doing all last week. And then all of a sudden, you know, Drake has a good game. And it's like, well, yeah, it's because Josh didn't call his offense anymore. I guess he went back to that again. Although I will say this. Drake may have made some mistakes, some clear mistakes, but I thought his accuracy was much better going down the field, which I did not think was the case in the first, certainly in the first game. Even in the second game, you saw him airmailing some throws. You didn't see a lot of that. You really didn't. The interception was batted down at the line. That's something that's going to happen. Drake May is still technically a rookie, okay? Like, he hasn't finished the whole season yet. You know, he's a tall kid, but if you're trying to bear down in the end zone like that, yeah, he should have probably floated it up. I agree with Wiggy. He should have gone for the pylon, sure. But he's a young kid, and he's going to make mistakes like that. That's the way it is. If this season is about making the playoffs, you're going to be mad. If this season is about Drake May and the development of Drake May and him becoming the quarterback that we think he's capable of being, and then, of course, the other side of that is the team putting an offense around him that can actually score points and do things like that and not fumble in the end zone every time down the field. Like, all those things, sure. But one thing at a time. And the main one is Drake May being developed at a rate that you're comfortable with? And I honestly, after these first three games, I think the answer to that question is yes. I think the answer to that question is yes, he is. And if that's what you want to make this season about, then you're probably not all that bummed out by the fact that they lost that game. I, on the other hand, and while I do appreciate that stance, I, on the other hand, thought that was a heinous loss, an absolutely heinous loss, and the kind of loss that while May looks like he's physically adapting to the game and making better throws and making better decisions, and I think all of that's true, except for that fumble, that was ridiculous. But again, you know, these are the mistakes that young quarterbacks make. That way, he's got to get that one out of his system, though. That fumble was horrible. That was one of the worst. He's had other times when he's been strip sacked. That was the worst. You know, that him and Pop Douglas at the end of the game, just bad awareness, you know. Just be aware of where you are on the field. Be aware of who's around you. Just no idea, you know. Like, you know, people say head on a swivel. Like, guys, you gotta know. You gotta know where the marker are. You gotta know where the defenders are. May knew there was guys bearing down on him, and he starts going like he's gonna flip it to somebody. Like, what are you doing? Just go down. And there's a couple of times where he thought that, and those are things that either get coached out of him or he never learns. But I think he'll learn. I think he'll learn. He'll get better at it. He'll feel the rush better, and he'll be able to make better decisions. All of that, I think, is stuff that happens over time with young quarterbacks. And not something that I'm going to freak out too much about. But you're not gonna convince me already that he's just the guy and that's it and it's over. This is still a work in progress. This is still very much a work in progress. But I do like the way it's progressing. I do. I think that, you know, the mistakes are maybe it'll cost him a game or two. But I also look ahead to the rest of the schedule. And I think Drake May has a pretty good shot at beating some of these quarterbacks that they're going to play. The Patriots don't have a hard schedule. They're going up against quarterbacks that Drake May should be able to outperform. You got one coming up this weekend in Bryce Young. I think he should be able to have a better day than Bryce Young. Now, technically, he had a better day than Rodgers, and that didn't end up getting them the win. But again, what's this about? Is it about winning games, or is it about the evolution of Drake May? Because if he can outplay these guys, and you got Bryce Young, you got Rattler, you got Ward, you got who the hell knows on the Browns, Penix, who looks pretty good, although they lost yesterday, right? Falcons lost.
Oh, they didn't just lose. They got crushed.
Yeah. I mean, they barely showed up. You got Tampa, who that might be tough. The Jets, the Bengals, which maybe Jake Browning, the interception machine. The Giants, which you get every other week, like you get good Russell Wilson, bad Russell Wilson. And then the Dolphins again with Tua. So, like, you know, you look at some of those matchups and you look at the schedule. And I think that you can not quite call this like a lost season after three games. But the question is, are they going to get better? Is the team going to get better? Is it just going to be a Drake May evolution thing? Because those are two different questions. Drake May getting better can lift all the rest of the boats. That's a possibility, sure. But, you know, you need to see it also with the running backs. You need to see it also with the offensive line. You need to see the receivers doing better than what they're doing. Pop Douglas, I mean, I don't know what to make of him right now. I don't know what to make of him or Steph Diggs, really, for that matter. Like, I'm not really looking at an offense that I think anybody's particularly scared of. In fact, it may be the opposite. It might be the type of offense that defenses look at and think, finally, we can start playing our game a little bit now. That's what Pittsburgh did. Pittsburgh was giving up all sorts of runs. They couldn't get to the quarterback. You were right about that, Joe. They couldn't get to the quarterback. They couldn't stop deep passes. They were giving up tons of points, tons of yards. And then they come to Gillette and they lock down the Patriots and only let them score twice. Now, a lot of that was the fact that there were five fumbles. The ball got fumbled five times. And the Steelers recovered all five of them. You know how rare that is? You know how rare it is for there to be five fumbles? One by the Jonnu Smith fumbled, right? I forget who recovered his. Or maybe it went out of bounds. Either way. And then there was the four from the Patriots. And the Steelers recovered every single one of them. That's rare. That's rare that you see that. And that's how you lose a game when you're on the goal line that many times. Patriots should have won that game by at least two scores. They should have won that game by two scores. And the reason why I say that is because the defense came out after those first two drives and played their asses off. And I was really waiting for that. I was waiting to see this defense come out and make a statement. And they did. And I'd hate to see that get wasted. I'd hate to see that get wasted because the offense just couldn't stop turning the ball over. Hopefully they're able to go out there and do that again next week against Young and Chuba Hubbard and the rest of that, you know, Tet McMillan and the rest of that Carolina offense. But that was, and after a shaky start where I thought Carlton Davis was in hot water there, they were able to go out and really limit what that Pittsburgh offense could do. Yes, Joe?
Well, I was just confirming that Jonnu Smith had a fumble, but he didn't lose it. It went out of bounds. And okay. You're right. It was the other fumbles were all recovered by Pittsburgh. But sort of to your point, like, I guess the question when you're talking about which side are you looking at it with this season is what is the benchmark for it's like, okay, it's we're past like this beginning of the season and it's time for them to start developing. And if they don't develop, then you're kind of getting worried. Like for me, it's like week six or week seven. If they don't look any better than they did in week one when they lost the Raiders or yesterday, then you can start to be concerned.
Yeah, that's fair. And these are your opponents: Carolina, Buffalo, New Orleans, Tennessee, and then Cleveland. And there you go. That's week seven right there. And outside of Buffalo, who is probably going to dog walk you in that game. Although you never know.
It's going to be 40-0, Pats.
Mac Jones beat the Bills 1 year. Remember that? That game-winning drive Mac Jones had against Buffalo like 2 years ago? It was shocking. It was very, very shocking to see. But it did happen. That did happen.
What's even more shocking, two wins for Mac Jones in a San Fran uniform.
How about that too, huh? Mac Jones. I mean, that was a pretty funny game. I don't know if you were watching that. I had a little action on that game. And I ended up winning because Arizona, it was 1.5. They were plus 1.5, and they lost by one. So I ended up doing okay on that one. But, yeah, they go down there, and they've got Mac Jones with a big interception. He gets he's scrambling around in the end zone, and there's a hold, so they get a safety. And then somehow, some way, first of all, he has that bomb to get him back in the field goal range, and then, bam, he hits Kendrick Bourne, and they kick the game-winning field goal. It's just, oh, man, was that something. Mac Jones connecting with Kendrick Bourne while Tyquan Thornton is over there in Kansas City catching these ridiculous Randy Moss touchdowns. Like, what? Who is that guy? Where did he come from?
You're just a couple of months off from that Super Bowl promise that you had where Thornton would catch one for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
That was unbelievable. I mean, he may catch one for him in this Super Bowl and this year. Yeah, it might have just been 1 year off. You're right about that. He was incredible, Tyquan Thornton, going a touchdown Tyquan. Going out there and making plays. Meanwhile, the Patriots offense still, despite the best efforts of Drake May and a couple of mistakes that he made, I'm not going to pretend like he was perfect, still a frustrating loss, a bad loss. But in the grand scheme of things, from 30,000 feet, I don't think the type of loss that's going to really deflate my view on this season, which is the development of your quarterback. And like I said, he is fifth in the league right now in yards. He's doing okay. I think in QB rating, he's ninth. Yeah, ninth in QB rating. And I think 15th in the ESPN QBR thing. Passer rating, QB rating. You know what I mean. And both of those, I mean, listen, if he finishes the year as a top 15 quarterback, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled. And if it's any higher than that, I think that's great. And I would like to see that development happen quickly. I think we all would. But you do have to understand that this is not an ideal situation for a quarterback to be in. It just isn't. And it may continue to not be as the season goes on, even against tough competition like this. All right, we got to take a break here. I'm yelling and screaming. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. I still got the Red Sox to talk about. That team hanging by a thread. They're off tonight, but Joe Braverman isn't. He's going to get you caught up on what's trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
I get it. You only got an hour. You got to fit in all the rage. Trending Now is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Rough day for the Patriots yesterday as they turned it over five times, including four fumbles in their 21-14 home loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's the most turnovers the Pats have had since 2008. They sit now at 1-2. The Pats will once again be at home at Gillette Stadium in Week 4 when they host the Carolina Panthers. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock. Week 3 in the NFL wraps up tonight with a big-time matchup between the Lions and the Ravens. Westwood One's coverage of Monday Night Football begins at 7 o'clock. Kickoff from Baltimore set for 8:15. Some injury news in the NFL from yesterday's game. 49ers pass rusher Nick Bosa, Chargers running back Najee Harris, and Cardinals running back James Conner are all out for the season with major injuries. Cowboys receiver C.D. Lamb could be out 3 to 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. It's the final week of the MLB regular season, and the Red Sox have the day off before their final six games. The Sox sit in the second American League wildcard spot, one game ahead of the Astros and the Guardians, who are tied for that third and final playoff spot. A three-game set in Toronto against the Blue Jays will start tomorrow. 7:07 is your first pitch. Lucas Giolito and Kevin Gausman is your pitching matchup. The Bruins started their preseason last night with a loss at TD Garden to the Capitals. Next game will be tomorrow night against the New York Rangers. And in some basketball news, Rockets guard Fred VanVleet may miss the entire season with a torn ACL. And in the college game, Auburn head coach Bruce Pearl is stepping down from his role after 11 seasons. His son Steven will become the new head coach for the Tigers. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Pitch. On the ground to first. It is handled there by Gray. Steps on the first base bag. Ball game over. The Red Sox cannot sweep the Rays. They fall here tonight 7-3. Really bad base running haunted the Red Sox, as did a lack of cashing in with the bases loaded. Rays salvage the finale. Boston still in the standings, picks up ground on a lot of teams with them in the playoff race. And after a day off, they start the biggest series of their season Tuesday in Toronto.
You just said it, you know, every game counts. We're in a good position, right? We got Monday off, three in Toronto, and then we go home. But if you look tonight, you know, I know the season doesn't end tonight, but, you know, we're in a good spot.
All right, quick Red Sox check-in here, and then we'll get to your Patriots phone calls. But ugly loss yesterday. Ugly day yesterday. Patriots and the Red Sox both broke my heart yesterday. But here we are. Red Sox hanging by a thread. The Houston Astros have lost three in a row. They're hanging by a thread, too, as the Guardians now are right there. I mean, this is it. The Guardians and the Astros are tied for the last wild card. You're up on both of them by a game. That's technically good news, but that could all change very quickly. And mathematically, yes, the Red Sox are in good shape here, but a lot can happen in these final games. A lot can happen in these last six games. Six games is a lot of games. I know it doesn't seem like it, but when it's just one game separating you and the other two, then those six games can mean a lot. And the Red Sox, I don't want to talk about that game very much because it was a typical Red Sox unable to close out a series type of loss. But one thing that stood out to me a little bit and one thing that has me worried for the next couple of weeks here, or this next week and then whatever happens beyond that, is the fact that it was your two kids who got roughed up a little bit in that game yesterday. Early didn't have his best stuff going up against the team other than the A's, and then Peyton Tolley comes in relief, and he gets knocked around a little bit too. And these are two of your guys with, you know, Harrison, who, that's the other thing here, and I'll get to the rotation and how that's all going to be setting up. But right now it looks like you are going to have, going forward here, Giolito going tomorrow, Crochet on Wednesday, Bayo Thursday, then question mark Friday. It's not going to be Crochet. But then if you're going to give Harrison, then yeah, it's Harrison on Friday. But the way the rotation's set up right now is to go Giolito, Crochet, Bayo, Harrison, Early, Giolito, your three starters against Detroit. I'll tell you what, I don't love that. I don't. You know, I'm glad Giolito's going to be out there, but those are the last three games of the season. That could be it. Could all come down to that game. And you got Connelly Early out there on Saturday. That could be questionable, just saying. So I don't love that. I do, however, like the matchups here against Toronto. And let's be honest, if they can take care of business against Toronto, which I'm not betting the mortgage on, but if they can do that, then the Detroit series probably won't matter that much. If they can go out there and win two out of three against Toronto, that could be enough. And I kind of like their odds. Giolito versus Gausman, I like Giolito there. Crochet against Scherzer, I love Crochet there. Bayo and Bieber, I guess we'll see. Bieber's been very good since he got traded and came back from his injury. Bayo lately has not been too good, but if they can win those first two games, again, it'd be nice to see a sweep, but I'm getting way ahead of myself here with this Red Sox team and that Blue Jays team, a Blue Jays team that took a stranglehold on the AL East and did not let go of it since July, really. I mean, that's how long they have been on top of that division and fighting for being on top of the entire American League. But I do like the pitching matchups. I
do think you have to point out how bad Detroit is, though. You're skeptical about Detroit, but you got to keep in mind, they've lost 9 of their last 10, and they've lost 6 straight entering a 3-game set with the Guardians.
Cleveland's only one game back of them.
Right, but yeah. I'm saying if that possibly flips and you might have Detroit chasing you, like the way they're playing, you feel comfortable about hosting them with a lot of things on the line.
That's true.
Not saying it's a guarantee, but just like you're getting Detroit at a very, very good spot.
Yeah.
The way they're struggling.
They have to play Cleveland and then you, and that's their last six games. Your last six games are Detroit and Toronto. Cleveland's other three are against, they got Detroit
Rangers.
And then the Rangers. Yeah, that's their last series at the end there. The Rangers have completely fallen apart. They haven't won a game in weeks. So they're not really, I mean, they're probably packing it in. They can still play spoiler, I guess, but I'm not counting on that. The way this all ends could be very exciting. I'm not, you know, I'll give the Red Sox credit at the very least. They managed to keep this much more interesting than it had any business being by going into the tank when they did. And Cleveland, you got to give them credit, too. Them going on this wild run that they're on right now has definitely ramped up the intensity here and made things very uncomfortable for a lot of teams that shouldn't be sweating things out right now, including the Red Sox. But the fact that you got, you know, these rookies basically going out there and pitching these really important innings for you in the last week of the season. That's probably not how they drew it up coming into the year, but here we are. And that could end up being what ultimately sinks them. We'll see. Hopefully it doesn't come to that. 617-779-7937. Promise I get to your Patriots phone calls. Let's begin with Jake in Boston. Hi, Jake.
What's up, Christian?
What's up, buddy?
So when they drafted Drake May, the only name I could think of wasn't even a pro player. It was Bo Callahan from draft day. All of the tools, but there's something missing. And you wonder why no one showed up at Bo Callahan's birthday party at the end of the day. But with the turnovers, interestingly enough, Drake looked like another 11 that we knew down in Foxborough very well. And that was Drew Bledsoe. Now, I'm sure Drake would be just fine if he had Sean Jefferson, Terry Glenn, Ben Coates to go with Martin, Meggett, and Byers.
Don't forget about my man Vincent Brisby either there, Jake. He was a playmaker,
and
too.
I know. He caught what, five balls in 1996? And
that's
Parcells
right.
Said he can recover from open-heart surgery faster. So I think he would be fine if the weapons are around him. But in terms of being the guy and the guy to win, there seems to be something missing there. And I don't know if the talent, like with Drew, can supplement it. Christian, I also want to point out what's going down in Chapel Hill, North Carolina right now.
By all means.
Steve Belichick and Mike Lombardi. People like to point out Jordan and Bill. Jordan looked pretty darn good on Saturday, and Bill gets to go home to that. It's the rest of the coaches and the general manager there that are the problem. Labeling yourself the 33rd team is laughable, and ludicrous is down there for a pregame concert between the embarrassing Clemson Tigers and Carolina in a week. There's a song that he sings called Move You Know What, and I know that community would like Bill's kids and Mike to move elsewhere. And then one last point: you are 3-16 at home since 2023. If you put it into perspective, the season ticket holders here in Foxborough, they won 22 straight.
Yeah.
20 years ago, growing up with a quarterback in Tom Brady, who honestly could still play at this rate. It's something they have to fix down there in Foxborough. And I don't know, seeing players all over social media and Instagram over the weekend and seeing all the extracurricular activities, I don't know if, first of all, I don't know if you can have training camp down there anymore.
All right, Drake, we got to move on. There's too many callers on the line, and that was the second. I don't know if I could. You got to stop changing the subject. You got to land the plane. Love you, though, Jake. Call back anytime. Art is in Walpole. Go ahead, Art.
Hey, Christian.
Hey.
Yeah, I've got a little different take on this. For the previous gentleman, I kind of agree. There is something, there's something that doesn't seem right with this kid. Hey, look, Drake May is very young. His future is hopefully very, very bright. But is it his misses? I mean, he should have had at least three picks yesterday.
He was lucky.
And I think the highlight so far this season in the brief three games, I think the offensive line, especially the rookies on the left side, Wilson and Campbell, have held their own very, very nicely. I have no problem with that. That's a beautiful thing to look forward to if that continues to blossom, Christian. But the team overall, That was getting to be unwatchable, so undisciplined. But I know it's all a work in progress. But I'm a little bit concerned about Drake May, the way he is so up and down from last week to this week against a very poor defense, Christian.
Yeah, listen, I don't think Pittsburgh's defense is anything to write home about. But they do have some guys on that line. I remember looking at it and going, man, you know, they got some injuries, but they do. Cam Hayward's still there. T.J. Watt's still there. I know he hasn't made a sack in, like, the year, But he's still on that team, and that's still some inexperienced guys in that offensive line that had some trouble with him. They had some trouble with Watt. They had some trouble with Hayward. Those guys are veterans. They know how to rush the passer, and they got to Drake a couple of times, including one of those almost interceptions. You're right. He should have had probably two more picks than he had. But, you know, on a day when you have four fumbles and the other team recovers all four of them, I'm not going to talk about, you know, them not getting enough bounces. They got plenty of bounces in that game, I would say, including some that were, you know, a little just very unlucky. I'm not going to say the whole thing was unlucky. Some of that was just bad play. But there was definitely a lot of bounces that did not go their way. So I'm not going to cry about an interception that got dropped. Ralph is in Cranston. Hey, Ralph.
Hey, Christian. Look, of course the players have to play better. And May's got to show us. He still hasn't shown up. He's really the guy. I mean, he's got the talent. He's got to mature a little bit. But this coaching staff, I mean, this is ridiculous to see all those penalties again. Yeah, fumbling the ball yesterday, you know Pittsburgh does that. Pittsburgh's great. They go for the ball all the time. They hit you with their helmet. Now, what really made me just so disgusted, now, when you got that, you had the 4th-and-1 in the fourth quarter, less than 7 minutes to go in the game, tie score. Now you get that first down. Now you're in field goal range. You have to get this team in. We can't give it up. I don't care if we gain no more yards. Whatever we do, you can't give that football up. That first down should have been a running play. Run the clock down a little bit. Take some time off the clock. Mm-hmm. See where you are. Make sure you don't get out of field goal range.
Yeah, Ralph, listen, and thanks for the call. I think that those three pass plays, a lot was made out of that. I didn't have a huge issue with that. I really didn't. I didn't want to keep handing it off to these fumbling running back. You know, like eventually you got to stop doing that. Eventually you got to put the ball in the hands of the guy who's going to make plays for you. And I was fine with Drake May being in charge of all three of those plays. I would have loved to have seen him score, sure. Or take off and run and get in the end zone that way, whatever. Yeah, fine. That would have been a much better outcome. But I'm not going to beat up on these guys for not wanting to hand off to Fumbleino over here three times on the goal line. Let's go to John in the car. Go ahead, John.
Hey, what's up, Christian? I've heard this a couple times where people are talking about, oh, the offensive line wasn't too bad. I mean, Will Campbell had 7 pressures that he gave up.
I know.
There was a strip sack. Like, the Pats' offensive line can't stop a blitz for anything, and they can't run block. So I don't know why people are saying, oh, the offensive line has been great. I do think, like, people are still – like rushing to judgment on Drake May. Like Joe said it right. Like week 7, maybe, but like this back and forth, like after week 2, everybody was going like, oh, back to Drake May is the best thing sliced bread, you know, on the Shime train of like, he can do no wrong. But
yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a few weeks. It's going to be an entire year of like inconsistency. I don't know how anybody's going to go, well, you beat this team. You probably won't beat this team. It's like, you have no clue how they're going to play week in and week out.
It's true. John, it's true. I'm sorry. We're up against the break, so I got to let you go. But you don't know that. You're right. And if you need a further example of it, look at the other QBs from that class right now. Bo Nix is having an up-and-down year. Caleb Williams finally had a good game against the Cowboys, but he had 2 real stinkers leading into that. And, you know, Penix has been good up in Atlanta up until this game, and Drake May's had some up-and-down play, too. So that's what happens. I mean, it's a bunch of young quarterbacks. This is the way it goes. And unless you really have a great system in place that you can just drop your quarterback into it, even if he's very young and very inexperienced and still be able to go out there and perform, then you've got a special thing going. The Patriots don't have that. And it was never under the delusion that they did. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap things up next here on a shortened Christian Arcan show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Couple of minutes left here. Christian Arcand Show, WEEI, and then it's off to Monday Night Football. Pretty good matchup tonight. So far, all the primetime games have been pretty good. Detroit and Baltimore, both 1-1 teams.
I'd put a little asterisk on Chiefs-Giants last night.
Yeah, it's true. Although, you know, it's a little closer than I thought it would be. There were some weird games this week, for sure. Definitely some weird games. The Rams-Eagles was incredible. Incredibly weird game. Patriots was a weird game. It's a lot of weird games. I think this could be a weird game tonight, too.
I remember there was a window after the Pats game near the end of the 1 o'clock windows where the Eagles got a blocked field goal returned for a touchdown to end the game.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe a minute later, Cleveland kicks their winner to beat the Packers. And then shortly after that, the Jets block a field goal. They run it for a touchdown, but then the Bucks come back.
Come back and get the field
goal and win. So, yeah, wild finishes.
It was a pretty wild week, I'd say. Pretty wild. There's some blowouts, too. I mean, there's some games like Washington killed Vegas and Seattle over the Saints and some of that. There's some non-competitive games. But even the Chiefs and the Giants, I mean, you know, that was pretty close through the first for the first half anyway. Giants were hanging around. But you have got to be able to get the ball to your guy. I mean, Malik Nabers, what do you have, 2 catches on 7 targets? Like, you've got to get him the ball. And they couldn't do it, and that's why they lost. So, anyway, I do want to just real quick talk about this Monday night game here tonight. One little thing I noticed, for those of you who like to maybe, you know, bet recreationally, there are most of the bets tonight for this game are on the under. The over-under is 54.5. And 81% of the bets are on the under. However, 59% of the money is on the over. 19% of the bets, 59% of the money. In the industry, we call that chasing the steam, and baby, that's what I'm doing tonight. So in case you were wondering, that's what's going on. A little steam chasing here for you on the Christian Arcand Show before we move over. Before we do that, though, let's tie. Is this correct? Is this a typo? Luggage? There is a man, I'm assuming, on the phone named Luggage? All right, Luggage.
Yes, sir, that is me.
Hi, Luggage.
How's it going, man? Big fan of the show.
Thanks, Luggage.
Just wanted to hop in quickly. I just don't understand the refusal to have any designed runs for Drake May. Mm. You know, I think what really separates him from a lot of other quarterbacks is his legs. And you could tell even in that Raiders game, he was terrified to run the ball. I don't understand it. And I'll leave it at that to have you guys take it away.
All right. Well, thanks, Luggage. I appreciate the thoughts. Call back anytime.
He brought some good luggage with that call.
He did. Do you think his mother named him Luggage, or that became like a
nickname?
I'm sure
it's a nickname.
He had like his luggage got lost once on like a boys trip or something, and they all started calling him Luggage, like something it's got to be.
Or
right?
he would packed himself in a luggage and maybe like stowed away on a plane. And
I mean, if he did that, he would have died, I think.
He's got to call back so we can find out that answer.
Yeah, we need to know more about Luggage. Luggage, we want to know more about you. here on the Christian Arcan Show. The Drake May lack of runs, I think, may have had something to do with the fact that he hit his head very early in this game. And then they had him pop right back up because he knows about the spotters. And I remember that being a thing last year, and I hope that that's not exactly how that went. But
he's not running as much as you compare it to last year, though.
True. And he didn't have to take off out of a broken pocket as much either. But I'd like to see him out on the margins, out there on the bootlegs, all that stuff. I'd like to see more of that as well. I liked it against Miami. Didn't see as much of it yesterday. That's all for me. I'm out of here. Talk to you tomorrow with Red Sox pregame. Here we are, final six games of the season. Monday Night Football is next. I'm Art Cannon. I'm out of here. Good night now.
That's it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.